Moncrief on News Talk.
As you probably know, it's customary for world leaders to give presents when they visit each other's countries. Usually it's something that reflects the culture of the host country. But at this week's NATO summit in Ankara, the gift handed out was a little more on the nose. President Erdogan gave each of them a handgun and six bullets. The gun was the Turkish version of the Magnum 357, which, as Dirty Harry told us, is not a weapon to be trifled with. So what's the message here? Was it mischief? Was it designed to be vaguely threatening? Was Erdogan suggesting that in future political leaders should be packing heat? James Crisp is Europe editor for the Daily Telegraph. Afternoon, James.
Good afternoon, Sean. How are you?
At NATO summits, what would be a more standard sort of present that the leaders may be given?
Well, at the Newport, NATO leaders' summit in Newport in Wales, the prime ministers and presidents were gifted woolen socks, Welsh whiskey, Welsh waffles, but they were never given weapons.
Yeah, that would be the more standard one would have thought. And what's interesting about this is that some of the leaders hadn't even opened the box before they got back to their home countries.
Exactly. And that's exactly what happened to Belgium's Prime Minister, Bart De Wever. He flew back to Belgium. He landed at this military airfield, at which point members of his delegation were getting messages from members of other delegations, other diplomats, other officials, which sort of made him think, oh, God, I better have a look inside my goodie bag. He opened it up, and there facing him was a gigantic Magnum-style Turkish-made six-shooter, six bullets, in a wooden box. There's a great photo of it, actually, on the runway.
What did they do with the gun, then?
Well, he handed it over to the police. It's in a vault. They're deciding what to do with it next. I mean, this is part of the problem with this gift, but it sort of presents not only a legal headache for many leaders. You know, for example, Keir Starmer couldn't just bring back a working firearm to Britain. It's had to stay in Ankara to be decommissioned before it can be brought back. But it's also a protocol headache. I mean, you know, you are Erdogan's guest. Should I call him Erdogan? Anyway, you are Erdogan's guest, and you don't want to offend this man. He'd given each of the leaders a letter from him, which waived export controls from Turkey. So he probably thought, you can take the gun out, and surely any prime minister can do whatever they want. But that isn't the case in other countries.
Yeah, indeed. Did many of them leave them in behind them in Ankara?
Yeah, Starmer did. Rob Jetten, who's the new Dutch prime minister, did. I believe the Swedish prime minister did. Mark Carney was kind of interesting, Canada's prime minister. He took the weapon, which he plans to donate to a museum, but he couldn't take the ammunition, which I think must be some sort of quirk of Canadian law. But it's... yeah, I mean, it definitely sort of raised a few eyebrows. I mean, you know, some leaders were quite happy to accept the gun. Giorgia Meloni of Italy, you know, she took it back. She's registered it as a gift. The Lithuanian president has said it's going to be on pride of place in display in the presidential palace in Lithuania. Poland's president took it back. I mean, the fun thing about that is they were a bit worried because there was a police chief who went on a trip to Ukraine who was given a rocket launcher, which they all thought had been safe, but ended up exploding at police headquarters. No one was hurt, but the headquarters was a bit damaged. So, it's a strange gift. I mean, look, I would assume that this has something to do with the fact that the NATO summit was all about increasing defense spending, and Turkey has a burgeoning arms industry. So this may have been a not too subtle hint from Erdogan, you know, if you're going to start splashing the cash on weapons, you know, maybe buy some Turkish ones.
Yeah.
Else, presumably. I don't know. It's kind of an implicit threat there as well. But it's a strange sort of Dirty Harry style present, definitely.
Yeah. And did anyone hand it back and say, no, I don't want a gun?
Yeah, actually, Mark Rutte, the former Dutch Prime Minister and the Secretary General of NATO, refused to take the gun. He said, thank you very much, said he was grateful, but turned it down. I mean, but, you know, the Dutch are famously direct people and straightforward and to the point. And maybe, I don't know, he has to tie himself in such sort of knots to keep Donald Trump on side. But maybe he just felt like he could, he'd had enough of being diplomatic by the end of the summit.
Maybe, yes. He was understandably burnt out from Trump whispering. There was no note with the gift explaining, this is why I'm giving you a gun.
It's just said, with kind regards, the president of Turkey.
Huh.
They're definitely some sort of raised eyebrows. I mean, you know, it's not just the British who'd sort of use the NATO summits to hand out, you know, bits of food and traditional trinkets. I mean, that really is the usual sort of fare. But, you know, I guess we're in a new era now, the sort of the era of the strongman leader. Erdogan is definitely one of those. So is Trump. So maybe this is what's fashionable these days.
Maybe it is. Was that the only gift he gave? Did it come along with anything else, a kind of target or anything?
He gave them a book about what a brilliant leader he's been.
Ah, yeah.
In English, which I think, you know, shows an admirable or a healthy sort of level of self-regard. But I guess, you know, you don't get to be a guy who's, well, I forget how many years he's been president now, but it's been quite a long time. But yes, some bedtime reading for the leaders. I think it's called something. I forget the title, but it'll be something like Why I'm Right About Everything by...
Yeah. It's The Politics of Courage, Erdogan and the Rise of Turkey.
I think I made a fair
you did.
Summary.
You did. How developed is the arms industry in Turkey?
Well, I think I'm told that it's doing quite well at the moment. But, you know, especially in sort of smaller arms, that it's sort of overtaking the Italians and the Belgians in sort of hunting and those kind of things. But, you know, I mean, the whole of Europe is in a race to rearm at the moment. That isn't a problem for Turkey. I think Turkey's army is one of the largest in Europe. You know, they obviously have an industry which is, you know, there, ready and willing to make as much money as possible.
Yes.
I think they're taking part in some of the EU schemes. I think they'll be jockeying to
If you're trying to encourage people to buy weapons from Turkey for their military, a kind of Turkish version of a Magnum probably isn't the gun they're going to go for, unless it's, you know, they all turn their armies into 1970s cops.
That would have the advantage of being incredibly cool.
Yes.
I don't know how useful it would be in sort of reality, but I mean, I suppose if you have to go through the horrible experience of fighting, you might as well sort of look good while you do it. But yeah, I mean, also all of the guns were engraved with the leaders' names.
Oh.
So, I mean, I don't know. So is it the sort of present if there's a bullet with your name written on it, it's not normally good news. If you've got the whole gun with your name written on it, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah. Do we know what all the leaders did with the guns, or is there, you know, a few leaders who haven't revealed yet what they plan to do with them?
I mean, we don't know what Macron did with his, mm-hmm. or at least I don't know. I mean, I haven't heard what happened with Trump. I know that Hungary's leader, we've talked about him, he's taken his. I think that also you've got to bear in mind that with some countries, you know, they have different protocol, different etiquette. Some would sort of see it as a bit gauche to reveal the gifts. You know, other cultures just wouldn't do that. I think that's where we're at, I'm afraid.
Yeah.
I don't have any I don't have any more. I haven't heard of anyone else's.
Yeah. One imagines Trump will just keep it under his pillow, perhaps.
I mean, God, you know, does he? How many of them do they have knocking around the White House these days? Anyway, I mean, yeah.
James, thanks a million for talking to us today. James Crisp is Europe editor for the Daily Telegraph. James, thanks a million.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.